You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today's episode is all about planning the perfect dog wedding this summer. Get all the details after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Tired of wasting money on giant boxes of litter that don't work and don't last? Switch to World's Best Cat Litter, the only litter with concentrated power. So even a small bag lasts one cat 30 days. Outstanding odor control, quick clumping, lightweight. It's even flushable. World's Best Cat Litter. Everything else is just litter. Find it near you at www.itsnotjustlitter.com. That's www.itsnotjustlitter.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. If you haven't noticed, wedding season is upon us, and your mailbox may be filling up with save the dates and wedding invitations. It seems like May and June are the perfect months for spring and summer weddings. Now, we've talked about dog birthday parties and tailgates before, but what do you do if your dog is getting married? If you're a fan of trolling the internet for funny dog pictures and videos, you've most likely come across some pretty fun dog weddings as pupshuals. There's just something about dogs dressed like bride and groom that makes everyone happy and want to celebrate. If your pup has a special interest in another pup, why not bring everyone together for a joyous occasion? Do you remember seeing the video of John Legend serenading his bulldogs Putty and Pippa? If not, as soon as you finish listening to The Doggy Dish, go directly to YouTube and search for John Legend Dog Wedding. It's a must-see. Trust me, you will thank me later. And the cool thing is, John actually used that video to raise money to rebuild a high school auditorium in his hometown of Springfield, Ohio. Now, if you're inspired by Putty and Pippa, go ahead and plan your own dog wedding. I guarantee it's going to be a fun time for both pups and people. And I will prove to you that it won't take much work on your part. Now, once you have your bride and groom, you'll need to make some important decisions. First, when is the event taking place? Be sure to choose a day and time that will work for most people. This will also come into play when you're choosing the person who will officiate the marriage. Next up is, what type of occasion will this be? A formal event at a chosen venue, or a close friends and family's backyard type of occasion? And that brings me to my next question for you. Where will the ceremony and reception take place? If you have a venue in mind, you'll need to look into securing it for the date you've chosen. Next up is clothing. Now, you can't expect the bride and groom to get married naked, right? It's not that type of event. My guess is, if you've decided to host a dog wedding, the bride and groom have most likely worn clothes before. That's just my hunch. Before purchasing wedding clothing for your dogs, which can be expensive, be sure to take the proper measurements prior to making a purchase or placing your order. Another option is to go straight to a designer or seamstress who will be able to custom make the clothing. Or, if you're super crafty, consider finding patterns and making your own. Once you've decided on clothing, you'll need to think about decorations. This is probably one of my favorite parts of planning. Will your decorations be simple and minimal, or will you take it to the next level with some glitter and gold? It's completely up to you and what direction you've decided to go in with this event. You might even take a peek in a few bridal magazines to get some inspiration. Will you recreate the look yourself or purchase ready-made decorations? Again, it's completely up to you. Keep in mind your abilities and your budget, of course. Once you've determined the day and time and have a theme or colors, you'll need to send out invitations. You can do actual printed invitations or an electronic invitation. Make sure you ask people and pups to RSVP so you know how many to expect for your shindig. The next few things to line up are music and photography. Decide on a playlist and fill up your phone or music player with fun music to play during the ceremony and reception. Think about what kind of music would be appropriate for a dog wedding and also what people want to listen to and go from there. You could even do a search for dog-themed music. Next, make sure you line up your photographer. Personally, I think photography is something you never skimp on. Think about all of the time and effort you're putting into this wedding. You definitely want to capture every single moment and have beautiful pictures for a lifetime. If you don't have access to a professional photographer, consider asking a talented friend who has a fancy camera to take photos at the event. It's worth a shot and would be better than someone snapping random pictures with their phone. Now, just a warning, dogs are very difficult to photograph. If you want really, really great photos, it might actually be worth hiring a pet photographer who can work with the rapid and sometimes crazy movements of dogs playing together. Some other tips to consider while planning your party is ask furry guests to relieve themselves prior to entering the area where the party will be held. This might be something you consider putting on the invitation as well. Certainly don't want any accidents. Also, you might want to have a designated relief area at the venue. Place signs so everyone knows where it is. You could also have a station with cleanup bags and a garbage can. Also, make sure you're dog-proof the area. If you plan on having people treats as well as dog treats, make sure everything is out of reach from little or big paws. You certainly don't want any mishaps, especially involving something harmful to dogs, such as chocolate. It's also a really good idea to have a timeout area if someone gets a little nervous or maybe overwhelmed by all of the activity. This could be a quiet and cool space inside. It's also a good idea to have plenty of water bowls placed outside, especially if you live in a very humid climate. Don't want any heat strokes on the big day. Before the event, be sure to alert any neighbors who may be bothered by the noise. The last thing you need is your neighbors calling the cops on your barking chorus. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with what you've been waiting for. What food to serve at your pupsual potty.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Link, the host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Got some exciting news for you here today. My audiobook is now available. Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tale is now available in audiobook form through audible.com, amazon.com, and iTunes. It's a collection of 32 conversations I've had with the animals. It's a fun, interesting, heartfelt book that's suitable for all age groups. So everybody pick up a copy of the audiobook, Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tale. You'll be glad you did.
Active for Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active for Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active for Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active for Pets. Ready to try Active for Pets? Listeners get 40% off a one-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of active4pets.com. That's A-C-T-I-V, the number 4, P-E-T-S.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared some tips for planning the perfect dog wedding. Planning is key with any event, but when you invite people and pups, it's definitely requiring additional planning. Everything should be thought out to avoid any mishaps or serious accidents. Now, on to the fun part. Let's talk food, which is our favorite thing to do on this show. You can't have a wedding without an amazing array of food, right? So first, let's talk about the snacks you can make, and then we'll talk about the cake. Something fun you can do is to go out and get some dog bowls and then personalize them with each dog's name. You can hand them out to each guest as they arrive, so they can use it to put their snacks in, and then they can take it home as a party favor. It's really easy and very cute. After the ceremony is over, everyone is going to expect some snacks, right? How about having a yappy hour right after the ceremony? If you don't want to do a full-blown reception, a yappy hour is a cute way to involve food and drinks for both people and pups. I would suggest you set up two food areas, one for human snacks and one for dog snacks. Remember, it's important to make sure little and big paws don't have easy access to the human food. You could make some cute banners or tabletop signs to label the tables. Your pup treats are going to look so yummy that your human guests may want to try some. So what do you include on your snack table for the furry guests? Think about all of the healthy snacks that you give your furry kids anyway and make them look a little fancier with how you display them. It's all about the display. A veggie tray is always a good idea. Now remember, dogs can have carrots, green beans, spinach leaves, kale, squash, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and Brussels sprouts. Also consider putting out a food tray with apples without seeds or the core, because remember, apple seeds contain a chemical that's poisonous to animals. You can also include blueberries, strawberries, watermelon without the seeds, cantaloupe, and bananas. Those are all safe and really yummy. Another tasty banana treat, especially if it's warm outside, is frozen bananas. All you have to do is slice up a banana, put it in the freezer. Once it's frozen, put a dab of peanut butter on top, and you have a delicious and healthy pup-safe snack. You can also consider putting a bowl of peanut butter next to the veggies and fruits. You can use this as a spread, because the spreads that are already made for fruits and veggies contain a lot of stuff that is not so good for dogs. Most dogs love a little bit of cheese every once in a while, which makes it extra special for special occasions. Just keep in mind those calories. And also something to consider is that softer, unripened cheeses are most likely to cause stomach upset out of all the cheeses. You can also add a bowl of popcorn to the snack table. Just make sure it's all natural, air-popped popcorn, and it doesn't have any salt or butter on it. Now, for your meat lovers, you can make some very easy chicken jerky to set out. Now, if you don't have a dehydrator or jerky maker, that's okay. You can actually use your oven on low heat. You will need 3 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, a meat slicer, or just a really sharp fillet knife if you don't have a meat slicer, and your oven if you don't have a dehydrator. And that's all you need. First, you'll wash the chicken thoroughly, and then go ahead and remove all of the fat on the outside. Pat them dry, and then place the chicken on a cutting board. Pop that into the freezer for about an hour. This will make it easier to cut later. If you're using an oven, remove the racks and turn it on and set it to about 160 degrees or the lowest possible setting on your oven. Remove the chicken from the freezer. The chicken should be hard, but not frozen solid. This is just making it much easier to work with as you cut. Now, if you don't have a meat slicer, you can take your fillet knife and slice the chicken breast from top to bottom. Each slice should be about 3/8 or 1/4 of an inch in thickness. Now, place the chicken fillets on the racks. Place them as close to each other as possible without touching. And then go ahead and slide the racks back into the oven. Close the oven most of the way. You can leave it open about 2 inches. Now, this should take anywhere from 4 to 8 hours to finish, just depending on your oven. About halfway through, go ahead and flip the chicken. So you can set a timer and then flip the chicken over halfway through. Now, if you're using a dehydrator or a jerky maker, place the chicken fillets on the food dehydrator racks, turn it on, and set it to 160 degrees. You can set a timer for 3 hours and just walk away. Now, if your dog prefers softer, chewier jerky, then they will be done after 3 hours. If he or she prefers harder jerky, then you'll want to leave them in there a little bit longer, but just remember to keep checking back until the texture is just right. And voila, you have made delicious and healthy jerky that you know is safe for your pups to eat. And this will be a nice addition to your snack table. Now, the big finale is the wedding cake. Let's first go over what you need for this masterpiece. You'll need 1/2 cup of applesauce. Make sure it is the unsweetened kind. 1/4 cup of molasses. I like to use blackstrap molasses. 1/4 cup of peanut butter. I prefer the all-natural creamy kind. 4 eggs. 2 cups whole wheat flour. 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. And 2 ripe bananas smashed. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In the bowl of your stand mixer, or if you have a hand mixer, you can use a bowl for that. Get the applesauce and molasses mixing together on a low-medium speed. Keep mixing it until it's thoroughly combined, and then go ahead and add your peanut butter and continue to mix. A warning, it will be sticky. Crack each egg and add them one at a time as it's mixing until all of it is combined. Now, in a separate large bowl, whisk together the flour and the cinnamon. Remember, I like to mix dry ingredients and wet ingredients separately. Using the lowest setting on your mixer, slowly add the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients. Now, in a separate smaller bowl, go ahead and mash your bananas. Once they're completely mashed, fold in the mashed bananas into your mixture. Next, you'll add the batter to 2 8-inch round baking pans, dividing it up evenly. Now, make sure those are greased. And you can use coconut oil. That's what I like to use when I'm making any type of cake for a dog. You'll bake those for 30 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Once they're finished, go ahead and take them out and cool on a wire rack for about 10 minutes. Then you can remove the cakes from the pan. They should remove easily and cool completely on the wire rack. Now, the cool completely part is very, very important because you're going to frost this bad boy. I have 2 icing options for you to choose from: yogurt as the base or cream cheese as the base. It's up to you. Now, both contain yogurt, but one has more. The first is super simple. Equal parts plain non-fat yogurt and creamy peanut butter, and that's it. The peanut butter gives it that tannish color, and it's really nice to decorate. The second one is using 8 ounces of cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Mix all of those ingredients together until it's really smooth, and just make sure you make enough frosting for the entire cake. Once your cakes are completely cool, set one on top of the other and go ahead and add your frosting. Once the entire cake is covered, you can add a cute bone cookie or maybe some carob chips to the top. You could even add a few slices of banana since it has banana in the cake. It's completely up to you. Now, this could also be transferred to a cupcake recipe. So if you'd like to make some pupcakes for your guests instead of a big cake, you could also do that and just use your muffin tin. Now, once you've done all of this, please send me your pictures of your creations. And if you throw a dog wedding, I would love to see pictures of that from your special event. Well, we are out of time. We'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please post pictures of your creations from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.